I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Don't sweat the technique. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line, being joined by Cole Thompson, managing editor of the Texans Wire. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Cole Thompson. I guess those are his pronouns. Mr. Cole Thompson, Texans play a football game in a little over 24 hours. You've been at a training camp almost every day, maybe every day, I don't know. No starters playing. DeMeco Ryan's telling Texans radio, not going to play the starters. They had the extra preseason game. What will you be watching for tomorrow, Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio, when the Texans take on the Bears?
Yeah, I think the main thing is seeing how these rookies eventually start to find their rhythm. One thing that DeMeco Ryans has talked a lot about is this youthful movement of having the players be able to see actual meaningful reps. And there's a ton of talent that so far has only been working with the second teams, but they could be utilized in a massive way. I mean, we're talking everyone from Marcus Harris, the seventh-round pick out of Auburn, that might now expand his role because of the DeMeco Autry suspension. You're talking about Jawar Jordan, the sixth-round running back out of Louisville that needs to be able to show that he has value on special teams, because he's done a really good job of being that third-down replacement back and a pass catcher in place of Joe Mixon. We're talking about Cade Stover. I mean, this is a guy that C.J. Stroud was vehemently high on during his time at Ohio State, so much so that he was adamant about bringing him to Houston, that they were willing to trade up into the fourth round to go get him with pick number 123. You also got guys like Blake Fisher, who's probably going to play, even though he is listed as right now a starter. We know he's not the official starter at left tackle. That title belongs to Laramie Tunsil. He's going to see meaningful reps, and he's got to be able to get an understanding about what is defensive lineman actually in the NFL and that transition period from college to the pros. I think you guys see Kalen Bullock be able to make some plays. Right now, we got Jalen Petrie lining up in the slot, and that means that there's question marks at the safety position. Do you have to go out and spend a little bit of money on a guy such as Quandre Diggs or a Justin Simmons, or do you feel pretty confident of what you got right now with the dude that you drafted out of USC? So a lot of youthful movement. I think the other thing that's going to be really important is a lot of these fringe players that we don't know what their roles are, whether that be potentially, say, a Neville Hewitt at linebacker. How does he step up? Maybe you talk about somebody like an Eric Murray. How does he step up? Just very small role players that could eventually end up having bigger names and more significant reps than the action we're talking about at the national start of the season.
Stay on that front, Cole, but let's go past, and you started getting into it, but let's start going past the rookies, and let's start talking about guys we know there's a competition, like the receiver room. I finally today I saw some things with Mechie and some people posting some videos of Mechie running some routes. We heard in the offseason how good he was looking, how many guys were commenting and going out of their way to mention Mechie, but we know that there are guys, they brought in Skronik. You got Mechie still, you know, trying to get back to where he was. You've got Hutchinson. You've got all these guys. And if they're going to get significant minutes, what have you seen and what are you looking to see out of that specific room?
Yeah, Mechie right now has been the favorite, in my opinion. And there's definitely been some reps where you look at Noah Brown and understand why he has been such a good veteran and a quality player. And then you also throw in Robert Woods, who's made a couple of highlight grabs. But from a consistent standout basis, Mechie has been the best overall receiver, not of the trio, that we all know. And it's largely due to the fact that he's been healthy. It's also due to the fact that he hasn't had to worry about going through cancer diagnosis or chemotherapy treatment. He's back working on the field. He's done a really nice job of building that relationship with C.J. Stroud. Everywhere that they have been this offseason, he has followed suit. He's taken as much teaching as possible when it comes to a guy like Stephon Diggs. He's listened to Tank Dell. He's open. He's honest. He feels very confident in this game. But more importantly, he feels like he's at full speed for the first time since he was at Alabama, catching passes from the Heisman Trophy winner and Bryce Young. But you did bring up Ben Skowronek. And the thing is that the Texans, there's no reason to give up a seventh-round pick when you can get a guy off of waivers if you think that he is going to sign. And they brought him in because they love his special team skills. And there's a reason why. When you watch what he did last year in Los Angeles, he was a special teams captain. He was a standout as a gunner. He was able to make a lot of plays on the outside perimeter. And when you have that type of personality to where you offer value as a six receiver and as somebody that thrives on special teams, it's really hard to say there's not a role for you. And then you got to mention Steven Sims and Xavier Hutchinson. These are two young guys that have had roles in the past, whether that be Hutchinson on third down in the slot, whether it be Steven Sims on kick return. The wide receiver room is honestly as packed as I've seen it ever in the history of Houston Texans football. And it's because of there's so much variety, too. Like, the thing that we don't mention enough is that you got guys that can thrive in the slot, guys that can play as vertical threats, guys that can work in short to intermediate yards, guys that can work as special teamers, guys that can do a really good job of just being targets on short and intermediate throws. They're all really good route runners. Ben McDaniels has done a really nice job of building this roster. So if they can get some phone calls going after this game to maybe move off of some pieces and get some draft capital back in return, that might solve the problem pretty quickly about what they're going to have to do to get this roster down to six guys.
Cole Thompson joining us on the HRMP guest line. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor of the Texans Wire. I guess Kamari Lassiter is just going to be the outside corner, huh? Like, coming into training camp, there was a lot of thought, at least from the outside, maybe not inside, from the outside, that is he an outside guy? Is he a nickel? Blah, 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 blah. It seems like he's just the outside corner opposite of Stingley, huh?
Yeah, here's the thing. I remember going to Indianapolis back in March, and I was talking to some scouts, and one thing that I always ask them is, who's just the one player that you don't want to see paired up with a coach? And more often than not, I heard, please do not let D'Amico Ryans get his hands on Kamari Lassiter. Do not let him work with a physical cornerback that fits that swarm mentality, that approach of the no-nonsense, I'm going to run it down your throat and punch you in the face and smile while doing it. And that's been him. I mean, if you talk to anybody on campus and anybody in the practice facility, they'll all say that he is not only polished, but he is pristine after practice, wanting to pick the brains of Derek Stingley, wanting to pick the brains of Jalen Petrie, wanting to go toe-to-toe with Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. And Noah Brown probably said it best. He is one of the most fluid defensive backs I have seen come out of college in the history of me playing this game. And then you hear Jimmy Ward talk about how he's got the nickname the Locksmith, but he had to earn that nickname. They were already calling him Locksmith after OTAs because of how good of a job he did. Everybody has been so impressed with him, and I think it's a major testament to the type of player that D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio looks for. They always seem to go for the bigger colleges, the players that have that understanding about what it means to play on the biggest stage. It's why they went and they got Will Anderson Jr. It's why they went and they got C.J. Stroud. It's why they went and they got Derek Stingley. They've all played on a prominent standpoint to where they've either been in a national championship game or they've been in a college football playoff. Kamari Lassiter fits the bill, and so far he's been balling out every single day that he's got practice.
Well, Cole, let's talk about then another draft pick that everybody has eyes on, and that's a guy that, again, everybody was raving about heading into training camp, and that's Kenyon Green. And he changed his number, he changed his eating habits, he changed his workouts, he changed his body type. But we know that all that means nothing if he doesn't figure out how to fit in on that offensive line and, quite frankly, pass block and do everything he needs to do as a former first-round pick. How has he looked in your eyes, and what do you want to see out of him?
It still feels very weird because the problem is that the left side of the offensive line isn't complete. So last year when you felt like that you had to play with George Fant and Shaq Mason at the right side, it was okay because if you had a really good guard to stabilize that interior pass rush with Shaq Mason. Well, Kenyon Green hasn't played in an entire year. You don't have Laremy Tunsil lined up next to him right now. So Blake Fisher, who is the newcomer, is taking reps there. And so it feels like that it doesn't matter who is going up against them. They don't have that identity because they're still trying to learn the reps at the same time. which isn't a negative entirely with Green, but there are some question marks when it comes to his longevity, which, again, leads me to wonder, is he potentially somebody that we do see play tomorrow night? Because, yes, D'Amico did say that starters would not play, but this is a dude that is still a first-round pick that you invested potentially 5 years into. You plan on him being a part of your anchor of the offensive line. You want to be able to have a better run game, but he hasn't seen meaningful action on the field since August of last year. And so when you think about that, you put into the consideration, he's got to be able to show something. Because the other thing is, you have a couple of multi-purpose players such as Kendrick Green and Jarrett Patterson, both of which did see action last year at left guard. What if one of them is a better fit for this team? You have to start letting them figure out who are the best starting five. And again, when you don't have Laramie Tunsil out there to be able to kind of take away some of the pressure, the sights are going to be set on you, because if, even though you haven't played a lot of reps, you are the veteran. This is year three being in the NFL. You were able to change your diet regimen. You do look leaner. You do look like that you've made some strides. And there have been moments throughout practice where you've seen him win reps against smaller defensive tackles and maybe not the same caliber as Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson. But that doesn't mean that he is going to be an immediate fix from what you saw last season. One of the biggest blessings was having George Fant at right tackle. He's now gone to Seattle in free agency. Tyvus Howard is going to be your right tackle to begin the year. You've got to have a healthy Kenyon Green if you expect this offensive line to be any more improved than what it was last year.
Cole, appreciate you making a few minutes for us. I'm sure we'll be in touch throughout the football season. And enjoy game one of what will be many in the 2024 NFL season.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire. Mr. Cole Thompson, feet on the ground over at Texans training camp. Put his football knowledge up against anybody when it comes to the Texans. Cole Thompson joining us on the HRP guest line.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.